This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, this is Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Most of you manage a job search. You don't manage a job search. It manages you. You're responding to things. You're not being proactive. Here on this show, I try to help you launch your job search in a good way. So it's practical, actionable advice designed to help you get going. Now, I've got a lot more at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Come over to the site and join. I look forward to helping you there. And I hope you give Job Search Radio 5 stars in iTunes. There's a link in the show notes. Just click through, give it a good review. It helps other people discover the show. So with that, let's get rolling. Let's talk today about how to organize and manage your job search in order to get into production most quickly. Now, to put it in a nutshell, most of you waste a lot of time. So I want to get everything consolidated in a good way so you can get rolling quickly. Step number one, find an old resume. It has a lot of the data that you need from the antiquities in order to land the position or to rewrite your resume. Step number two, start writing down updated information about your role, responsibilities, accomplishments, technology utilized, if that's appropriate, money saved, money earned. Start to compile that information. Now, the ideal thing at this point to update your resume is farm it out to a firm that actually does this. And I'll have a recommendation of a firm in the show notes that will do this very, very well and give you a document that presents well. It's a core document. It's the base one to work from. You'll need to tailor it along the way for individual jobs that you apply for. But this is the base document that you start with. That's the one that goes up on job boards and other places. Step number two is once you've compiled the updated information, make sure your LinkedIn profile shows this stuff and it's congruent with what will be in your resume. Step three on the LinkedIn profile, in the summary area, put your phone number and email address. Oh, these recruiters are going to call. Don't you want them calling? You want them hunting you and not wasting all your time reaching out all the time, right? This is the time to make sure your phone number and email address are in your profile. Make sure your LinkedIn profile, as well as your resume, is SEO optimized. That is, it's containing lots of terms that firms are going to look for when they're trying to find someone like you. After all, if you're posting it on a job board, firms are searching that job board to find someone. You want to make sure that your resume and profile are SEO optimized. Got it? So that's the beginning here. Step number two is get your next step is get your resume up on the boards. Get that done with. So once you get it back from the resume writing service, put it up on the job boards. You know, and I'm not just talking about the majors. Many of you are in disciplines that you could go to specialty sites. Make sure you don't miss specialty sites. And one service I'll recommend, I'll have in the show notes that'll automatically post your resume to a variety of specialty sites as part of their process. So resume, get it up on job boards quickly. Now, this is the tricky part because you need to do a couple of things concurrently. Next thing is you need to start practicing what you're going to say and how you're going to say it for interviews, phone interviews, in-person interviews. Talk about your work. And for you hiring managers who think, you know, you've got such a big edge because you interview people all day long, trust me, most of you don't do a great job. You need to practice. Now, I'm going to throw in a commercial here for a second for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, which is a site where I have a lot of video, podcasts, articles. All my books are there for one low price per month. $24.99 is where I've launched this product. And there's a lot of material that's going to help you because you need to practice. You need to be more effective. You need to use LinkedIn better than you're doing. So that's at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Next, while you're practicing, you need to start networking. Now, a lot of you spend a lot of time studying every ad that comes in that you see on a job board. Set up agents to deliver things based upon keywords, just like the employers do. You need to have an ad in there. You need to have agents set up based upon keywords delivering jobs to you. Are you going to get a lot of crap? Absolutely. Just delete it. Don't make a fuss out of it. Just start looking for things that cover the keywords that you're looking for. And then start tailoring your resume as you're starting to apply for jobs. Now, practice. Practice for interviewing. Practice hard for interviewing. You know, I can't stress that enough because most of you go to interview after interview getting warmed up. Meanwhile, you've had three or four bad interviews. You have a wife, husband, partner, friends who are all saying, hey, how's it going? And then you go say, oh, I didn't do a good job. They were so mean to me. And you start whining about how the employers are the problem when you're the problem. You haven't done your homework yet. You're going to get to the salary negotiation phase. But ultimately, what you need to be doing throughout this, here's the concurrent thing with doing the practice, networking. You need to be out there networking with people far more often than you're studying the results from your agents that are set up with the job boards. Talking to absolute strangers. Get out to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. You know, I don't care if you're a senior individual or a junior person or college grad. The Chamber of Commerce is an underutilized resource for a lot of you. Get to chamber meetings and start networking with people there. Get to networking meetings with groups, with alumni associations. Lot of different places we can get out there and get a business card. They're not expensive anymore. Get a personal business card so you can hand it out, or get an app on a couple of apps on your phone that will transmit from iOS to iOS device, iOS to Android, and vice versa. So don't make the assumption that you know you can do that with people because not everyone has these apps. And I'll simply say, you want us to continue to practice and practice and practice for interviewing, tailoring your resume for individual jobs, networking till you're blue in the face, and this now becomes your job. Now, if you're working now and you've decided to look for a position, this process kind of gets stretched out, and you definitely need to hire a resume writer because most of you stink at resume writing. Hire a resume writer. Get your LinkedIn profile up to date. You can hire someone like me to critique it or critique your resume once you get it back from the resume writing service. But at the end of the day, outsource a lot of the nonsense, network, practice. Go to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and sign up. If you have questions during your search, I'll answer them for you. And that's the key thing about the site. Yeah, I've got great content there. And if you tell me, why do I have to pay for content? Because most of you don't even look for the content on the web. So this is a place where great content is consolidated in one place. And you can talk with me and ask questions about your search. And I'm not functioning as a recruiter here. I'm functioning as your coach, where I'm answering your questions. And I don't have a financial interest in which job you take.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.